Hi there, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane. Maybe you had a chance to join us last time. If so, you'll remember meeting the Morrisons. They went through a lot of changes, and now they're settling into their new schedules. Well, most of them are. Michael's having a bit of trouble in the fifth grade, and her name is Maya Richter. Have you ever had a bully in your life? What has been your response to him or her? Defending yourself? Getting angry back? Yeah, well, that's natural. What's not natural is doing what the Bible tells us to do. In Romans 12:20, we're told that if your enemy's hungry, you're supposed to feed him. And when you do that, you're heaping hot coals upon his head. Burning, flaming, hot coals right on his fragile, sensitive little head. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that getting even? Burning up somebody's head? Well, let me tell you a story that might help you understand this verse. Picture the desert, the darkness, and a guy named Joe. He doesn't like very many people. And you know what? To be honest, not very many people like him, especially Herman. Finally, Herman couldn't take it anymore. He loaded his sheep and headed across the desert. What he didn't know was that Joe had also decided to move. Joe caught up with Herman. Herman heard,
"Hey, I was just wondering if I could, swipe some of your coals for a few minutes. My fire's gone out."
Now, back then, when people traveled long distances, they didn't have the luxury of a super deluxe conversion van, complete with DVD player and personal heated seats. And they relied on an old-fashioned bonfire to keep them warm and cook their food. But in order to make that bonfire, they had to carry burning hot coals along with them as they traveled. And the typical place they carried their coals? In pans on the tops of their heads. That way, when they set up camp at night, they had something to start their fires with. Herman has a choice here. They are in the wild, and if you lose your fire, you're in big trouble.
Yo, hey, Herman, you gonna give me some of those coals or what, huh?
Well, come here. Let me fill your coal carrier.
Oh, yeah. Now, where did I put that? Let me see here.
It's strapped to the top of your head, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yo, thanks, Herman. Herman. Herman the man. That's real nice of you, know?
So, heaping hot coals on someone's head doesn't mean you're getting even. It means that you're helping someone out, even when that someone is your enemy. You're overcoming evil with good. And no, it isn't an easy thing to do. And now, we're ready to head down Gilead Lane. Michael Morrison has some tough choices he's going to have to make. Let's see what he's up against.
Guys, I'm going to run down to the auto shop to get Mom. Justin?
Yeah?
Yeah, could you and Brooke get dinner ready?
Okay.
Anybody want to ride along?
Yeah, Dad, hold on. I got to talk to you.
Okay, son.
Michael's coming with me, so Haley and Timothy, please set the table, all right? We'll be right back.
Daddy, yeah. Remember how Killer tried to bite me that one time?
What?
Mrs. Jennings' dog, his name is Kipper, Timmy, not Killer.
Well, remember when he almost ate my nose off?
He didn't almost eat it. You had chocolate all over your face and he wanted to lick you.
Nuh-uh, he tried to bite me and then
Timothy, honey, we have to go get Mom. Can you tell me this later?
Yeah. But he got loose today and I found him in our backyard and...
Oh, okay, I understand. But tell the rest to Mom and me when we get back, all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Good. Now, don't forget to set the table with Haley.
I won't.
Good. Bye-bye.
Okay, y'all buckled up, pal?
Yep.
Wonderful. We better hurry. Oh, brother. Mom's been waiting a while. That old car of hers. Overheating again. Guess we're going to have to buy her a new one, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look. Townsends must have gotten the rest of their furniture in.
That truck is huge.
We'd have to rent at least two of those if we ever moved off Gilead Lane.
Yeah, but it's different when you have to move five kids instead of one, and is their only kid.
Good point. She's in your class, right?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Uh-oh, not bad news, I hope.
Well, kinda. My Richter and Anna got in this huge fight at school today. My can't stand her, and then when...
Oh, wait. Wait a minute, Michael. Why don't you wait till Mom's in the car, and then all three of us can talk about this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I'll call him back, Mom.
Oh, thanks, honey. Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. What a day. I can't believe the car overheated again. But they said it should be done by tomorrow, so no problem.
Good. Everything taken care of, or do I need to go in?
Oh, no. It's all set. I'll pay for it tomorrow when I pick it up. Good. You can drop me off on your way to work in the morning?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Oh, good. So, how was your day?
I had a great day, but Michael didn't fare so well.
Oh, what happened, Mikey? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just Anna Townsend.
Townsend? Is that the new family we met at church on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me to ask them to dinner after service this week, John.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, I'm sorry, Michael. You go ahead. What happened with Anna?
Well, Maya, Richter, and Anna got in this fight after school. And it's like Maya's been out to get Anna all week, and Anna hasn't done anything.
Oh, Mikey, tell me you didn't get in another fight with Maya Richter.
I didn't really, but I wish I would've. You can just tell Anna's scared being new and everything, and Maya's been such a jerk. I hate her.
Hey, now, Michael, come on, you don't hate her.
Yeah, I do, and she's still a jerk.
Well, you can't really expect her to act the way we would. She's not a Christian. And I don't think calling her a jerk would help make her one, either.
Well, I wouldn't call her one to her face.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Can I just tell you what happened?
Sure,
go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it all started when we found out about the reading contest.
Okay, class. Hello. Please, quiet, please. Thank you. We've got some things to talk about before the day is over. Now, the summer reading results came in, and I am very proud to say that our class won for the fifth grade level.
Yes!
Thanks to me, Mrs. Collins.
Is that right, Michael?
Yup, I spent the whole summer reading.
Really? And how many books did you read?
Just one, but it took the whole summer.
Very funny. But seriously, we did have one student who actually put us over the top.
Probably Maya, right?
Well, Maya did help us out a lot, as did most of you, I'm very proud to say. But we never would have won if Anna Townsend hadn't joined our class.
Her books count for us even though she just moved here?
Sure do, Michael. Anna, exactly how many books did you read this summer?
I don't know. Somewhere around 25?
Are you kidding?
No, she's not. The record says 27 books. So I think you all owe Anna a big thanks. And Michael, maybe you could chat with Anna sometime before next summer about how to actually finish a book?
I'll do that, Mrs. C.
If I had no life, I'd probably read 27 books, too.
Did you say something, Maya?
Never mind.
Okay, well, to celebrate, we're going to have a pizza party. But of course, we'll want to eat more than just pizza, so if anyone would like to bring in a snack, we'll take volunteers. And, let's see, we're going to need someone to jot all this stuff down, so how about we have Anna? Will you keep track of things for us, please?
Excuse me, I thought I was the class secretary.
Oh, right. Okay, Maya, you take notes. But first, why don't you guys get in your cooperative squads and talk about who's bringing what. If you don't want to bring in a snack, feel free to bring in a game or something else for the class to do during the party.
Michael, can you believe that?
Believe what?
That new girl.
Anna?
Yes, Anna.
What about her?
Are you blind? She's been playing teacher's pet all week.
Not again, Maya. Get over it.
Michael!
Look, I don't think she's trying to be a favorite.
I can't believe you're sticking up for a liar. 27 books? Yeah, right. Maybe 27 easy readers.
You just wish you read that many.
For your information, I read over 27 books. I just didn't need to tell everyone about it.
Knock it off, Maya. She can hear you.
So what?
What's wrong
with
you?
Okay, class. Now, Maya, you get your pen ready. What is everyone bringing?
I'll bring in some chips, Mrs. Collins. My mom always has extra stuff in the cupboards.
With the size of your family, I'm surprised she has any food in the cupboards at all. Anyone else?
Mrs. Collins?
Yes, Anna?
I could bring in some cookies or something.
Well, that would be great. We will trust you with the dessert department then. Oh, dear. Well, time got away from us. Listen up, please. If you are bringing something, make sure to sign up with Maya on your way out. See you tomorrow.
You're so perfect. Do you think you can teach the class to be more like you? Give me a break.
Be quiet, Maya. She's walking over here. Hey, Anna.
Hi. Maya?
What?
I just want to say that, I'm sorry if I made you mad about the reading contest and all that.
Why would I be mad? I don't care what you do.
Well, I just thought that, I heard you talking in class, and...
Look, you can read as much as you want, but stop being such a kiss-up.
What?
Stop being the teacher's pet, Anna.
Maya, leave her alone.
Stay out of this, Mike. Reading a million books, bringing in cookies, what's next? You gonna bring an apple for Mrs. Collins tomorrow?
But I wasn't trying to. I just...
Oh, Anna, wait up!
Michael, what are you doing?
She was trying to be nice to you, Maya.
Michael, come on.
Hey.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hi there, fine. My name's Mike.
That's a stupid joke.
I know. I got it from my dad, but it worked.
Yeah, thanks. I hope your dad isn't a comedian.
Sometimes he thinks he is. Actually, he's a judge. Ever heard of family court?
Is that like a court for kids and stuff?
Yeah, like if you're not 18 yet, you'd go there. Or if there are family problems and all that, he kind of steps in. He always gives advice and helps people out.
Does your family live in that big old house on Gilead Lane?
Yeah. How do you know what street I lived on?
My mom and dad met a judge and his wife at church yesterday, and they said they lived on Gilead Lane. I figured that was your family.
Good guess. Are you guys going to go back to our church?
Probably. My mom and dad really like it. Reminded them of where we used to go.
Do you miss it?
Yeah. I miss everything. I actually had friends there.
You'll get used to it here.
I don't want to get used to it. I hate it here.
Come on, it's only your first week.
Maya Richter wishes it were my last.
Look, Anna, Maya's always been the best at everything, and it doesn't seem like she is anymore.
Why not?
I thought you were smart. She's afraid you'll beat her at everything.
That's stupid.
I know. I think what did it was the reading contest.
I still don't get why she hates me.
Me neither. I've never been able to figure her out.
Have you been friends with her a long time?
Well, we've known each other since kindergarten, but it kind of depends what mood she's in.
What do you mean?
Some days she likes me, some days she doesn't.
I would hate that.
Yeah, we've gotten in some pretty bad fights. I guess you just have to ignore her when she gets in her moods.
Easy for you to say.
Not really. Look, I have to go, but I just want you to know that I think it'll get better. Even though Maya's popular, everyone knows she can be really mean. And I don't think it'll be long before you make tons of friends. You're a likable kind of person for a teacher's pet.
Thanks.
Sure, see you tomorrow. That was last night. Anyway, I feel bad for Anna, but I didn't really know what I could do or say to make her feel better.
Well, I'm very proud of how you handled yourself, son.
Me too, Mikey. It sounds like she really needs a friend, and you were there for her. Sometimes that's all you can do.
Mommy, I have to tell you something.
Well, hi, Timmy.
Mommy, I was putting the ball away and Killer came in the yard.
Kipper, Timmy. And when did he come into our yard?
Today, and I tried to get him to
Timothy,
go home
hold
because...
on, please.
But he tried to run up and...
Timothy. What? All right, I know you want to tell us the story, but Mike is talking to us right now. Did you and Haley set the table?
Yeah, what's wrong, Mikey?
Nothing.
We'll tell you about it later. Now, can you just go in and we'll meet you there in a few minutes?
Sure. Then can I tell you about Killer?
Kipper!
And yes, then you can tell us.
Okay.
Good. All right, so that brings us to today. Now, what happened at school?
Well, we had to split up into partners this morning. I was put with Maya, and she was in a really bad mood. Hmm. I guess Mrs. Collins had to talk with her before school.
Oh? Well, because of how she was treating Anna?
Yeah, Anna's parents called Mrs. C last night because they were worried.
Mike, can you talk to your friends later? I want to finish this math problem.
Your wish is my command, oh great one.
Is that supposed to be funny?
If you had a sense of humor.
You want to go find a different partner?
Do I want to go find a different partner? Yes. Mrs. Collins put me with you.
Poor you. Well, at least we're right next to your new girlfriend.
Knock it off.
Keep it down over there, guys.
Sorry, Mrs. C.
What? She's not your girlfriend?
Stop it, Maya.
Why should I stop? You gonna go cry to Mommy and Daddy again?
I didn't go crying to them, Maya. My mom and dad just asked me how I was, and I told the truth.
And then you asked them to call your teacher and make it all better.
No, I didn't even know they were going to call, and I wish they hadn't.
Yeah, right.
Maya, Anna, I asked you to please keep it down.
Sorry. Next time, leave your mom and dad out of it.
Maya, just leave her alone. Let's get this math problem over with.
Stop sticking up for her, Michael.
What is it with you? Why do you hate me so much?
Just because I won't bow down to little Miss Princess.
Oh, get over it, Maya.
Get over what? Anna thinks that since she's a new girl, she can take over the whole class.
You can do the math problem alone. Anna, want to go work by the window?
Mrs. Collins said you were my partner.
Guess you better get used to losing.
I'm not the loser. You're the one who...
Hey. Quiet down. Maya, Anna, I will see you in the hallway right now, please.
But Mrs. Kern, she
the hall, what? Maya.
You should have left her alone, Maya.
Michael, would you like to join us?
Not really.
Then I suggest you focus on your math. Work quietly, everyone. I'll be right back. Let's go, girls.
And so I guess Mrs. Collins called both of their parents, and I don't know if Anna got in trouble or what, but it's just not fair at all.
Ugh, what a mess. Poor girl. It's hard enough to be the new kid.
No kidding.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you invite Anna over after school tomorrow, and maybe the two of you can sit down with Mom and me.
Oh, that's a good idea. How does it sound, Mikey?
Yeah, I'll ask her.
Good, good. Now, we should get inside. The natives are probably getting restless.
Oh, too late. Here comes Timmy again.
Mommy, I have to tell you this now.
All right. Now, what happened today?
Well, Killer came over in our yard, and at first I was really scared because I was up in the fort, and I didn't think he'd let me down, and I hate him so much.
Come on, you don't hate him.
Yeah, I do, and I was lucky I had my rock collection up there because I just threw a couple of rocks at him, and then he ran home.
Timothy.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll come back.
Oh, Timmy, you should never throw stones. And Mrs. Jennings' dog.
Now, was he badly hurt, Timothy?
I don't know. He cried, then ran away.
Oh, Timothy, Kipper is not our dog. It's not our job to discipline him.
Yeah, but he was in our yard.
Well, he shouldn't have been in our yard, but that's when we should talk to Mrs. Jennings. We should let her deal with Kipper. You need to go to Mrs. Jennings' house tomorrow and apologize.
Okay, Dad, sorry, but I don't think I hurt Kipper too bad. He only limped a little.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we should go to Mrs. Jennings after dinner.
Well, let's us go in and eat. They're probably starving in there. Come on, guys.
Well, it sounds like you had a great school, Anna.
Yeah.
And I know you've had a rough start here, hon, but I think you'll come to like it, too.
Oh, it wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for Maya.
You'd have thought that after Mrs. Collins called her parents yesterday, she would have been nicer. But she was even worse today when Mrs. Collins wasn't looking.
Yeah, well, that's what we wanted to talk to you two about. We wanted to share some thoughts with you guys about how you could make things better, if that's okay.
I'd do anything to get rid of Maya.
Amen. I've been wishing for that since kindergarten.
Michael?
Well, it's true, Mom. You've never met anyone so mean.
There wasn't anyone like her in my old school. Now, wait a minute, you two. Maybe it's not Maya that needs to change so much.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, maybe Maya's not your real problem.
Dad, come on. Have you been listening to us at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but Mr. Morrison, she's just been awful. She doesn't even want me to have friends here. Okay, so how does that make you feel toward Maya? Well, I try to be nice and everything.
Yeah, but that doesn't really answer the question, though. Anna, what do you feel way inside when Maya makes fun of you or embarrasses you?
I don't know. What?
No?
I mean, if I had the chance and I knew I wouldn't get in trouble, I guess I just want to make her feel the way she makes me feel. You know, get even or something.
All right. See? And that's why Maya isn't your real problem.
You're losing me, Dad.
All right. You both have tried to get along with Maya, right? No? Mm-hmm. All right. But that's only the beginning. You have to go deeper. You have to love Maya.
Yeah, right.
No, Michael, think about it. Now, Paul said in the last verse of Romans 12, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yeah. And we are. We're trying not to be mean back. Good. I've even been better than usual at ignoring her.
Let me finish. Remember Jesus telling us in the Sermon on the Mount, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love is in the center of everything Jesus did. And that's what he expects from us.
Yeah.
He didn't say, just ignore your enemies. He said, love them.
You see, guys, we can't change other people. And God doesn't expect that.
Good, because Maya's hopeless.
All right. Mm. All right. But we are responsible for ourselves. And he does command us to love our enemies, whether or not we're being treated fairly.
Exactly.
That's the only way people will see God's love, is through us. And then maybe they'll want that love.
But even if they don't, we will become better people. Because we become more like Jesus. Right. Maya Richter reminds me a lot of Linda Johnson.
Oh, are we supposed to know Linda Johnson?
I went to high school with her, and she was awful to me because of her own insecurities. Even though she hurt me, I knew that God wants us to love everyone, even those we'd consider enemies. And with God's help, I did forgive her and even learned to love her.
And you feel better?
Well, the bitterness I'd felt hurt a lot worse than the way she treated me. You see, even if our enemies don't change, we will.
Yeah.
You know, Linda and I actually became friends.
I don't want to be friends with Maya.
Well, now, there are certainly no guarantees that would happen. Linda was a very unique situation.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a guarantee that you'll be growing more like Christ. Because he uses everything to our good.
That's why the Bible says to rejoice when people persecute us.
Right.
Because it can work to our good.
I want to do what God says. But it's just so hard.
Oh,
it's even hard for me. Now I'm not the one she's being so mean to.
It is a process. It starts with prayer. And then you have to act, even if you don't feel up to it.
Now, you're not going to always feel like loving Maya, especially when she continues to hurt you. But you will feel the joy that comes with listening to God and acting like Him, even in those tough times. So, what do you two think,
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I guess it wouldn't hurt to try. Or we could sit killer on her.
Michael James Morrison.
Just kidding. I think we should go for it.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Well, sounds like Michael and Anna have their work cut out for them. But they're on the right track. You won't want to miss next time when they try to put their plan into action. I can guarantee it won't be smooth sailing. Nothing's easy when Maya's involved. Today's program, The Unlovables, Part 1, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.